The McLean and Dickey Aurelia Terriers couldn't complete another stunner against the Alliston Hornets, falling 3-2 in a chippy and emotional Game 2 of the North Carruthers Division Final. With the win on Saturday night at Rotary Place in West Aurelia, the Hornets evened the best-of-seven series at one game apiece. One night after the Terriers blanked the powerhouse Hornets 3-0 on the road, handing them their first regulation loss of the season, Game 2 turned into a gritty battle filled with physicality, controversy, and momentum swings in front of a record crowd of 951 at Rotary Place, the largest in the Junior C club's history. The game opened with a shock to the home side, as the Terriers gave the puck away on a power play and paid dearly. Just over 5 minutes in, Alliston forward Aiden Landers picked off a miscue and buried a shorthanded goal, stunning the crowd and delivering a gut punch to Aurelia's early momentum. But the Terriers responded quickly. On another man advantage less than 2 minutes later, Captain Dylan Palamaki walked into the slot and fired a wrist shot. Forward Devin Edmonds battled in front and tucked in the rebound to tie the game 1-1. "I was just in front of the net and saw the loose puck and swatted at it," Edmonds said post-game. "It was huge. It was nice going into the second period tied." Palamaki credited his teammates for creating the lane for him to fire the shot, causing chaos in the Hornets' crease. "It was a good play by the boys there, getting the puck up to me on the point," he said. Evan Glidden dragged two guys toward him and fed it back. Devo did the rest. The Hornets appeared to retake the lead late in the first period, but a goal was called back when Terriers goalie Reed Thomas knocked the net off its moorings. In the second period, the Terriers ran into penalty trouble, and Alliston took advantage. Just a minute into the frame, Hornets captain Jaden French jabbed home a rebound to make it 2-1. Alliston dictated the pace for most of the second, keeping Aurelia chasing the puck. The Terriers were lucky to escape the period down just one. Aurelia came out firing in the third, and it didn't take long for the Provincial Junior Hockey League's MVP to make an impact. Just 46 seconds into the period, Jordan Fuller ripped a wrist shot from the hash marks for his eighth goal of the postseason, tying the game at 2. "We knew we didn't work up to our potential in the second," Fuller said. "We came out, I got a lucky bounce, tied the game, it gave us some momentum. The momentum was short-lived." 2 minutes later, Alliston forward Mark Koish crashed the net and jammed home a rebound from a Coulter Cott shot to put the visitors back on top. The final minutes of the game saw the Terriers pushing hard. Fuller, a target all night for the Hornets' defense, was cross-checked repeatedly in front of the net before he unleashed the game's biggest hit along the glass. "We were just battling in front, me and Turcotte," Fuller said. "He kept giving it to me, I gave it back. Then I saw their guy on the wall, I saw he didn't see me coming, and I finished my check." With the clock winding down, and only 2 minutes remaining in the third period, the Terriers thought they had tied the game. Defenseman Evan Glidden fired a shot from the blue line, and Palamaki tipped it past Hornets goalie Owen Butler. The crowd erupted, briefly. 2 seconds later, referee Travis Ford waved the goal off, calling a high stick. The Terriers fans were furious, showering the ice with boos. "I got a stick on it. It was called over the crossbar," Palamaki said. "I thought it was the wrong call, but there's nothing we can do about it." Fuller, battling in front during the play, admits he didn't have a clear view. "I just put my hands in the air when it went in," he said. "It's a bad bounce, but we're going to get those in the playoffs." The Hornets outshot the Terriers 36-23 in the win. Despite the controversial ending, the Terriers are staying focused with the series now tied 1-1. "You can't dwell on it," Palamaki said. "It's a long playoff series, you're not going to win every game. We just have to bounce back and come out even harder on Monday." Game 3 is set for Monday night in Alliston, while the series returns to Aurelia for Game 4 on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.